A single idea can stem millions of opportunities. Opportunities that transform and seed the way the world grows, moves forward, and evolves. It's through that evolution where intuitive design meets technology in harmony and ingenuity. It's an idea that's grown and evolved and becomes the nexus, the epicenter of the future. A future that is powered by diversity, that leads the way the world moves. A future that is not just overlaid or superimposed, but born from the heart and soul of the vehicle where design and technology converge and the user experience begins. It's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution.
I'm Yves Bonnefond, Chief Software Officer at Stellantis. Join us for our upcoming Software Day. You will discover how we are transforming our cars into software-defined vehicles to offer a captivating experience and build excitement with each and every customer interaction.
Born from the heart and soul of the vehicle, where design and technology converge and the user experience begins, it's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution.
Hello everyone, my name is Minu.
I'm Srinath Gopinath.
I'm Gary Wong.
I'm Marco Izzo.
I'm Anthony Kiros-Park.
My name is Giorgio Westphal.
Lucas Romero.
I've been living in Italy since 2011.
I live in Royal Oak, Michigan.
I live in Munich.
And I live in Chicago. I'm the product manager for ADAS and automated driving.
Yeah, I'm a scrum master.
I'm a member of the feature teams.
I manage the user channels for the connected vehicle team.
This role is important to me because I get to deliver cutting-edge features to customers.
Design, develop, test, and integrate software together.
To have a positive impact in the way that our customers interact with our vehicles.
I can guarantee that doing so, we always have a lot of fun.
What amazes me the most about the challenges we have in this new organization is the possibility of change. Change company culture.
Work with my colleagues that are the most brilliant engineers from all over the world.
And have a direct impact on the role Stellantis plays in the exciting and expanding world of autonomy.
Change people's mindset and somehow society with very innovative products.
Powered by diversity, we lead the way the world moves.
It's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution. StarUp, powered by Stellantis, encourages you to believe in the power of your ideas. Because a great idea can come from absolutely anywhere.
New business models, CO2 neutrality, shared mobility, data monetization, these are just a sampling of the many exciting things Stellantis is actively working on. And yes, while there are consultants and experts and thought leaders, the real wealth of our company is our employees. It's what we've been regularly celebrating our peers and colleagues, the Stellantis entrepreneurs who have innovative solutions to relevant problems. And this year, we're taking it up to a whole new level. Introducing StarUp, the Stellantis in-house search for the next best ideas and solutions.
StarUp is a fantastic example of fast-tracking ideas, accelerating decisions. So I would like to congratulate all who contributed, brought their ideas, and accelerated Stellantis.
Working together, we utilize our greatest strengths. We collaborate, transform, and evolve. Evolve with a passionate focus on enhancing and personalizing the user experience. An experience built upon leading-edge technology that advances features to be even more intuitive and improves the way we live each and every day. It's the combination of our greatest strengths and technical evolution that propels us to move the next generation forward.
We don't just make cars, we craft stories. Stories that have been part of our lives, that have made history, guided by a clear vision. Freedom of movement for everyone. Today, mobility is undergoing a fundamental transformation. It touches us all and enables our dreams. Connecting cities, connecting people, connecting present and future. It's about exploring new opportunities, responding to new needs, and all in harmony with the world around us. In this new era of mobility, it's not about being the biggest. It's about pursuing greatness. That is why we, a diverse and talented group of 300,000 men and women working in 50 countries around the world and powering iconic vehicles and mobility brands with millions of ideas, unbounded creativity, enormous passion, and a competitive spirit, are committed to pursuing new horizons and shaping a better world for the generations to come. We are combining our strengths, talents, and experience to provide our customers and society with the most distinctive, appealing, versatile, and sustainable range of mobility solutions. Because today is where we anticipate the needs of our customers and where tomorrow's solutions are conceived. And we know that together we can create a better future. Our new journey has started. Stellantis. Pursuing greatness.
Siamo Stellantis.
Somos Stellantis.
Je suis Stellantis.
Siamo Stellantis.
Je suis Stellantis.
Wir sind Stellantis.
Jesteśmy Stellantis.
Ja Stellantis.
We are Stellantis.
A single idea can stem millions of opportunities. Opportunities that transform and seed the way the world grows, moves forward, and evolves. It's through that evolution where intuitive design meets technology in harmony and ingenuity. It's an idea that's grown and evolved and becomes the nexus, the epicenter of the future. A future that is powered by diversity that leads the way the world moves. A future that is not just overlaid or superimposed, but born from the heart and soul of the vehicle where design and technology converge and the user experience begins. It's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution.
I'm Yves Bonnefond, Chief Software Officer at Stellantis. Join us for our upcoming Software Day. You will discover how we are transforming our cars into software-defined vehicles to offer a captivating experience and build excitement with each and every customer interaction.
Born from the heart and soul of the vehicle, where design and technology converge and the user experience begins, it's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution.
Hello everyone, my name is Minu.
I'm Srinath Gopinath.
I'm Gary Wong.
I'm Marco Izzo.
I'm Anthony Kiros Park.
My name is Giorgio Westphal.
Lucas Romero.
I've been living in Italy since 2011.
I live in Royal Oak, Michigan.
I live in Munich.
And I live in Chicago. I'm the product manager for ADAS and automated driving.
Yeah, I'm a Scrum Master.
I'm a member of the feature teams.
I manage the user channels for the connected vehicle team.
This role is important to me because I get to deliver cutting-edge features to customers.
Design, develop, test, and integrate software together.
To have a positive impact in the way that our customers interact with our vehicles.
I can guarantee that doing so, we always have a lot of fun.
What amazes me the most about the challenges we have in this new organization is the possibility of change.
change company culture,
work with my colleagues that are the most brilliant engineers from all over the world,
and have a direct impact on the role Stellantis plays in the exciting and expanding world of autonomy.
Change people's mindset and somehow society with very innovative products.
Powered by diversity, we lead the way the world moves.
It's here that a single idea sparks the next evolution. StarUp, powered by Stellantis, encourages you to believe in the power of your ideas. Because a great idea can come from absolutely anywhere.
New business models, CO2 neutrality, shared mobility, data monetization, these are just a sampling of the many exciting things Stellantis is actively working on. And yes, while there are consultants and experts and thought leaders, the real wealth of our company is our employees. It's what we've been regularly celebrating our peers and colleagues, the Stellantis entrepreneurs who have innovative solutions to relevant problems. And this year, we're taking it up to a whole new level. Introducing StarUp, the Stellantis in-house search for the next best ideas and solutions.
StarUp is a fantastic example of fast-tracking ideas, accelerating decisions. So I would like to congratulate all who contributed, brought their ideas, and accelerated Stellantis.
Working together, we utilize our greatest strengths. We collaborate, transform, and evolve. Evolve with a passionate focus on enhancing and personalizing the user experience. An experience built upon leading-edge technology that advances features to be even more intuitive and improves the way we live each and every day. It's the combination of our greatest strengths and technical evolution that propels us to move the next generation forward.
We don't just make cars, we craft stories. Stories that have been part of our lives, that have made history. Guided by a clear vision. Freedom of movement for everyone. Today, mobility is undergoing a fundamental transformation. It touches us all and enables our dreams. Connecting cities, connecting people, connecting present and future. It's about exploring new opportunities, responding to new needs, and all in harmony with the world around us. In this new era of mobility, it's not about being the biggest. It's about pursuing greatness. That is why we, a diverse and talented group of 300,000 men and women, working in 50 countries around the world, and powering iconic vehicles and mobility brands with millions of ideas, unbounded creativity, enormous passion, and a competitive spirit, are committed to pursuing new horizons and shaping a better world for the generations to come. We are combining our strengths, talents, and experience to provide our customers and society with the most distinctive, appealing, versatile, and sustainable range of mobility solutions. Because today is where we anticipate the needs of our customers and where tomorrow's solutions are conceived. And we know that together we can create a better future. Our new journey has started. Stellantis. Pursuing greatness.
Siamo Stellantis.
Siamo Stellantis.
Je suis Stellantis.
Siamo Stellantis.
Je suis Stellantis.
Wir sind Stellantis.
Jesteśmy Stellantis.
Stellantis.
We are Stellantis.
Any forward-looking statements that might be made during today's call are subject to the risks and uncertainties that are noted in the Safe Harbor Statement, and the call will be governed by that language.
Hello world from Stellantis North America. Welcome and thank you for joining us. Software is everywhere. It is changing our lives and transformed many industries. Today, we will prove how disruptive the auto sector can be. We are not opening the way for software into the car. We want to reinvent the notion itself of designing, engineering, and operating cars. Our strategy is to disconnect the hardware and the software cycles to create a product that can evolve naturally and regularly. This approach will make the vehicle always fresh, make its value higher, and our customers happier. And of course, we want to own a broader scope of the software value chain. Let's dive into our strategy with our CEO, Carlos Tavares.
Thank you, Yves. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Stellantis Software Day. I trust that you and your families are well. Please take care. I deeply appreciate your time and interest in Stellantis. Thank you again for that. Software strategy is one of the key building blocks of Stellantis' overall strategy. Together with our EV strategy presented in July to build the most sustainable mobility for our customers. Mobility is changing. Vehicles have become an integral part of the customer's digital life with software-defined features constantly updated over the year. In alignment with Stellantis' mission, powered by our diversity, we lead the way the world moves. We will present today how Stellantis is now in full execution mode at full speed on its software journey. We are committed to deliver the best experience to our customers with three all-new AI-powered technology platforms to arrive in 2024, with a particular focus on connectivity, with our brand new EE platform with the software features constantly improving over the year, customer experience with a purposeful cockpit and interior with an immersive experience and connection with the digital world supported by AI, and autonomous driving through our AutoDrive platform. And of course, software will also support our EV strategy being deployed over our four physical EV platforms and e-powertrains. Software will further magnify the DNA of our 14 iconic brands, creating a unique experience to each of our customers in the fastest and most cost-efficient way. Software will improve our business model, disconnecting hardware from software cycles and shifting the center of gravity of our business towards Stellantis' extended car park. We have already 12 million connected cars and will reach 34 million in 2030. 6 million OTA updates in 2021. And in 2030, we will update our cars continuously, reaching 400 million updates per year. By 2026, we'll reach 4 billion euros of revenues and 20 billion euros by 2030. This new software business is at high relutive margins, more in line with tech businesses' margins than with traditional automotive margins. And software will support cost savings and avoidance to make Stellantis an even more efficient company. and will give an increased value to our customers with higher customization, longer life, higher resale value. More than 30 billion of euros of investments through 2025 to execute software and electrification transformation have been planned. We are on a rolling mode to anticipate the future. Let's see how.
Thank you, Carlos. We now have a clear view of what is at stake. We are talking about a significant growth opportunity at tech industry margins. Let's now turn to our business and tech teams. I'm so happy to welcome them on stage. Mamta is our head of business and product. Joachim is leading software and hardware engineering. And Vishnu is taking care of our cockpit and connected services. Thank you so much to be with us. We will start talking about how to deliver what our customers expect, continuously magnifying the DNA of their favorite brands with our software-based features. And by the way, software is certainly one of the fastest and most cost-efficient ways to achieve brand differentiation. As you will see, we can unlock new revenue streams by monetizing our connected car park. Let's hear the specific with Mamta.
Thank you, Yves. Now it's my pleasure to show you how our evolving software products will add value for our customers and a sustainable economic benefit for our company. We are confident that we will achieve more than 4 billion euros in additional revenue by 2026 and more than 20 billion euros by 2030. This assessment is based on a realistic trajectory, and it comes with margins similar to those of tech companies. Our business plan is built on 5 pillars that personalize features for our customers and fleets across our 14 iconic brands. With 12 million monetizable connected vehicles today, we define monetizable as the revenue captured within the car's first 5 years of life. That number of connected vehicles grows to 26 million in 2026 and 34 million by 2030. With a global scale opening a world of opportunities in personalizing what, when, and how our customers want these services. Let's go through each one of these areas. First, through our services and subscriptions, we will magnify the DNA of each of our 14 iconic brands. By ensuring each service and subscription is uniquely brand-specific, we intend to deepen that emotional bond between our customers and the brands they love. Take, for example, Faye. She is a social media manager who loves the outdoors. This hyper-connected millennial expects a fully personalized connected ecosystem where products like her vehicle constantly deliver new benefits and value through every experience. Owning a Jeep Wrangler 4xe with the latest technology is an essential part of her outdoor lifestyle. The Jeep Trail's off-road planning subscription will be the ideal service for her. Having the ability to add new software-enabled features and the freedom to connect will provide more enjoyment as Faye continues to discover new adventures. With vehicle-to-vehicle communication capabilities, our Jeep brand community will stay connected and share adventures from the most remote locations, even without cellular connectivity. That's freedom of mobility. If the past was about increasing margins by moving customers north in hardware and trim levels, our future is about offering customers software-based services. Today, satellite radio subscriptions and connected navigation comprise the majority of our revenue in this category. We are already seeing a healthy conversion from free trials to paid subscriptions, and we expect a tenfold growth by 2030. Moving to the second pillar, features on demand. We will give our customers the ability to upgrade their vehicles in real time. Here are a few examples. Dodge is developing performance upgrades, launching actually next week, including driver-tunable software that will deliver an immediate horsepower boost while retaining the car's emissions compliance. Software will also enable Alfa Romeo to enhance the sportiness and bring the driver-centric experience to the next level. And with the all-new Tonale, the instrument cluster will become part of the brand-new human-machine interface. And for our Ram pickup owners, customers can increase the capability of their truck to handle greater loads. Now let's talk about long road trips. The ability to customize your in-cabin experience with entertainment options like premium stereo, Wi-Fi, streaming music, or Fire TV built-in can be added easily on the fly. You can quickly see the opportunities unfolding. We are projecting annual growth of more than 60%. Our third revenue stream falls into data as a service and fleet services business. With programs like Stellantis Miles Rewards Program that we recently announced, we understand the lifestyle choices of our customers. We are the number one light commercial vehicle provider in Europe and one of the largest in North America. We will leverage that leadership together with Free to Move, which is our car sharing service, fleet, and data services business, to help fleet operators increase overall productivity while reducing total cost of ownership, continuously updating their fleets and helping manage their businesses much more efficiently. Using the aggregated data collected through the Free to Move cloud platform, we can deliver added value to all of our customers. Part of that value will be through an all-new usage-based insurance program. I'm really happy to announce this program today. This will be offered through our captive financial services arm in Europe and North America first, and later in the rest of the world. We will also continue to share data with cities, with municipalities, map providers, other technology companies, and also our tier one suppliers. We estimate our revenue in this category to have a compound annual growth rate of more than 90% through 2030. The fourth revenue stream we have identified falls into the vehicle pricing strategy and corresponding resale value. Our research shows that customers see the value in enhanced connectivity, advanced driver assist systems, and infotainment options. Adding new content through over-the-air updates leads to a higher resale value. Some safety features like automatic SOS call assistance, they come standard on all of our latest platforms. According to ALG, features like these contribute to a higher residual value. Now, the final pillar defines our efforts to continue creating very competitive vehicles in the market to improve conquest sales and cross-selling. Today, DS Automobiles very elegantly delivers on that promise. Tailored for DS customers, Only You is an exclusive high-end program offering a wealth of services that are personalized using the connected car data. And of course, with customers' consent, this will make the brand a lifestyle choice and transforming our customers' journey into a unique travel experience. Let me inspire you with the future of DS Automobiles.
In a few days, my new DS will be delivered. I impatiently start answering the questions on the My Concierge DS app to start customizing my experience. Cozy lodge in the Pays de la Loire or five-star hotel on the French Riviera? Modern or classical art? From these few questions, the virtual concierge is getting to know me. It's just arrived. The so-called cocoon effect suddenly makes sense. There's absolute silence, and the interior is as comfortable as a first-class seat. I'm getting to know Iris, DS's artificial intelligence, which lets me customize every single one of my trips, available worldwide. She starts playing the Architecture Selon Jean Nouvel podcast, my favorite architect, which ends right about when I get home. I'm at the wheel of my new DS, ready for the tailored week-long road trip in Italy. Iris seems to have meticulously planned every detail. After 10 minutes, the windows turn into screens. Points of interest, restaurants, charming hotels, nothing gets past Iris. In the back seat, our little girl prefers the infinity of space to the flashing landscapes. The directional speakers keep us safe from the spaceship beam noises. We can enjoy our playlist without a worry. As the sun goes down, my wife feels a bit tired. She stares at the stars and falls asleep, reading the constellation names which appear as if by magic on the glass sunroof. DS Automobile, the French art of travel.
I am especially fond of the Stargazer feature. On the after-sales service front, owners can effortlessly access vehicle health reports, coupons, and even schedule service appointments with their preferred dealer. This drives more than a 10-point increase in service retention. Additionally, we have a growing list of revenue-sharing agreements with leading entertainment and technology companies. We will see an increase of more than 60% across all of these five pillars of revenue through 2022. We also leverage connected car data to identify quality issues faster. We have 12 million connected cars in operation today, providing us with a wealth of data, more than 3 trillion data points, generating timely, actionable intelligence. Year to date, we have made more than 6 million over-the-air updates. In fact, these actions have contributed to Ram and Dodge brands ranking first and second in the most recent J.D. Power initial quality study. Using vehicle data for early detection of issues is not only improving overall vehicle quality and our customers' perceptions, but it's also generating 1.1 billion euros in savings by 2030. So I'm super excited about these five pillars of growth and the value creation for our customers. Now let me hand it back to Yves.
Thank you, Mamta. Thank you very much. I'm so excited, and I'm sure our customers will love it. We have five clear business lines that generated 380 million euros revenue in 2021. We have strong roadmaps for each of those business lines and a clear go-to-market. By 2030, we will address a fleet of 34 million connected vehicles with a revenue ambition of 20 billion euros. Let's now talk about the technology that supports this plan. One thing we know is that technology is constantly evolving, and we need to create future-proof platforms, which is why our strategy is structured around developing open platforms that will continuously evolve. Platforms where software cycles are disconnected from hardware cycles. Platforms that are designed for their capabilities, where features can be continuously added and upgraded over the air. Platforms that will become better over time, thanks to AI. With this platform, we will be fully leveraging Stellantis scale and benefit from the economics of software. Joachim, can you guide us through our tech platform strategy?
Thanks, Yves. I'm so excited to tell you how we are already making our future a reality. Stellar Brain will be the number one solution platform that allows us to rapidly and continuously build the leading solution in connected services, automated driving, cockpit, and powertrain, powered by software, hardware, and AI. Stellar Brain is our centralized architecture with a large central brain ECU surrounded by zone ECUs, aggregating the sensors and actuators and the edge ECUs driving all the functions in the vehicle, from offboard systems, initialization, charging, vehicle access, autonomous driving, entertainment, the third living space, and drop off the passengers, and finally parking the vehicle. Stellar Brain is a service-oriented architecture, which gives us the ability to act and react faster than ever before. It represents an end-to-end solution connecting onboard and offboard. In addition, it will have APIs to abstract and access all the vehicle sensors and actuators. Displays, navigation, plus hardware and software layers to enable fast application development on top. These applications can access all sensors, all actuators, and will enable us to fully create an end-to-end solution. Dynamic processing of data and workloads between the car and the cloud and continuous software delivery will be enabled by the zonal architecture and accelerated with 5G connectivity. In the past, it was about a specific architecture for a specific set of features at SOP. The future, it's about capabilities. Capabilities like processing power and hardware headroom. 100% ability to update over the air and a data upload channel to add customer-centric solutions over the full life cycle of the vehicle. Stellar Brain represents a software-defined vehicle platform of capabilities. We are on track to launch the Stellar Brain in 2024 on Stellar Large, the vehicle platform. We will quickly roll it out into all our vehicle platforms, from small to medium, large, and to frame, within the 2 years after. Let's look into some specific domains, like cockpit, autonomous driving, on top of Stellar Brain. Now I'd like to bring up Vishnu to talk about his cockpit solutions.
Thank you, Joachim. Now let me take you into my technology world of creating the best ever cockpit and creating it always refreshed. Let me start with the latter first. We have over 12 million connected cars on the road today. And just this year, we have delivered over 6 million over-the-air updates to improve in-vehicle experience. This is just the beginning. We will be able to update all our software-centric ECUs inside the car. And this capability will grow to over 34 million connected cars by 2030. Let's now switch back to the topic of creating the best ever cockpit. We call this Stellar Smart Cockpit. Our mission is to transform your vehicle into a personalized living space. The new Grand Wagoneer, with its combined 75 inches of screen space and multi-zone communication, is just a taste of what's to come. The foundation of Stellar Smart Cockpit is the next generation multi-modal user interface. It's a more natural way to interact with your vehicle, and this is enabled by a combination of several sensors, including touch, voice, glance, and gestures. Think about the possibility of you commanding your car to execute a parking maneuver by just glancing at an open parking spot and nodding your head. Isn't that cool? That is Stellar Smart Cockpit experience. The whole experience will be further enhanced with addition of augmented reality capabilities. A good example of how we are advancing towards augmented reality is in the extended heads-up display in the DS4 car today launched in Europe. Our immediate focus is in bringing new content and connected services, including streaming music, video, and games and remote control features to our existing cars on the road. We are leveraging our partnerships like Foxconn Mobile Drive joint venture to help us bring consumer experience and also the consumer pace of innovation in the Stellar Smart Cockpit. Our ultimate goal is to make the vehicle the most wanted and most captivating place to be, even when you're not driving. And this is enabled by focusing on stationary use cases to transform the vehicle into a personalized productivity zone, a personalized gaming station, a study center, a creative studio, or even a wellness arena. The universe of connected Stellantis cars is growing by millions every year. To connect with the ecosystem of developers, we are launching the Space SDK. To spark the imagination of the developer community, we are also launching a grand hackathon with the theme of gamification. And this is backed by a $50,000 prize money. Isn't that exciting? Now handing it back to you, Joachim. Thank you. Yeah, I really look forward to the results of the hackathon and all these submissions and seeing the winning solution coming to our vehicle. Let me now focus on our autonomous driving developments. As Vishnu noted, working with partners is key. This is also true for our strategy for Stellar AutoDrive in implementing advanced driver assistance systems and automated driving. For up to level 3, we are co-developing with BMW. And for level 4 and above, we are partnering with Waymo. We are already selling the best level 2 solutions in the world for up to 180 kilometers an hour with semi-automated lane change, also released this year. Just 2 months ago, we demonstrated the potential of level 3 autonomy with our level 3 pilot project in Europe, where the team accomplished a fully automated trip from Paris via Strasbourg to Hamburg, totaling over 1,000 kilometers of autonomy. Level 3 pilot represents European's flagship innovation project to test the viability of level 3 automated driving on public roads. For Stellar AutoDrive, we are working with BMW. We have several hundred people working on Stellar AutoDrive worldwide. We are progressing well, and we are releasing our first L3 solution in 2024, coming out of this partnership, and rolling it out across our full portfolio in the years after. We continue our collaboration with Waymo to deliver L4 automated driving fleet. Stellantis is continuing the partnership with Waymo, the world leader in level 4 autonomous driving. We are already working with Waymo on L4-ready Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivan used in Phoenix, Arizona, which was the first commercial autonomous ride-hailing service worldwide. The solution was driving more miles in L4 autonomy than any other vehicle on the planet. Now Waymo works exclusively with Stellantis as their preferred partner on the development and testing of L4 autonomous light commercial vehicles. Together, we are co-creating autonomous LCVs, starting with the Ram ProMaster, to meet the wide range of our global customers. We are planning to deliver the first vehicle to them in 2022 for joint development. Earlier, we heard from Eve how important AI is in our vehicles. Mastering AI is fundamental for applications like Stellar AutoDrive and Stellar Smart Cockpit. Also, in AI, the right capabilities do make the difference. We are aggressively building capabilities. I am happy to introduce you to Neda Trecic, who joined us recently to lead AI.
Thank you, Joachim, and hello, everyone. My name is Denis Vietic. I live in the Bay Area in the heart of Silicon Valley, and I'm head of artificial intelligence in Software X at Stellantis. I have worked at some of the most innovative and agile tech companies in the world, and I'm bringing that experience and that spirit into my mission at Stellantis, which is to create breakthrough customer-centric AI capabilities for our vehicles, including in autonomous driving and cockpit applications. And what I'm most excited about in this role is the tremendous scale of the transformative impact that this will have. So please stay tuned. Back to you, Joachim.
Thanks, Neda. I'm so excited that we have you as a lighthouse talent. And under your leadership, we will have wonderful AI-based customer solutions coming out of your organizations. We will drive together AI across all domains in the area of world perception and planning in autonomous driving, voice and hyper-personalized digital assistant in cockpit in Vishnu's organization. Based on this, we will release multiple AI solutions in the coming 3 years on our existing platforms and growing even faster based on our Stellar Brain platform in 2024. We will launch Stellar Brain with a minimal, lovable product in 3 years from now. From all cars, we will collect data on usage and driving situations and update or even upgrade our solutions over the air. For Stellar Brain, this means we will release it, for example, with an L2 Plus Stellar AutoDrive feature. And we will upgrade it over lifetime up to an L3 Plus solution. In addition, Stellar Smart Cockpit will come, for example, with conversational speech and evolve to a hyper-personalized digital assistant. With quarterly updates, this means hundreds of new features and this will result in the service number shown by Mamta earlier. This means we can dream up together features, even something we have never thought of yet, to our vehicles and for 10 years after they were built. To sum this all up, we are creating a customer-centric features and services that will be continuously updated and refreshed, enhancing, creating value for all our customers and all our 14 brands. We are creating Stella Brain architecture for all our vehicles starting in 2024, together with number one solutions in cockpit, powertrain, and autonomous driving. It lets us deliver unprecedented performance to create and react quickly. We are creating a customer-centric flywheel enabled by capabilities, platforms, and data to create applications, solutions, and services to delight you as our customer. Thank you. Handing back to Yves.
Thank you, Joachim. Thank you. And I'd like to thank the whole team, including Mamta and Vishnu, for sharing their visions and plans. As always, success of this strategy will be driven by execution. The good news is that our track record as a company is all about execution. Here, we want to add two very specific drivers. First, we have reduced complexity to a minimum with few platforms, leveraged at scale, deployed quickly, and continuously maintained up to date over the air. Second, the capability building piece is core to our plan. So let's talk about our capability roadmap. It is based on both building internal capabilities and decisive partnerships with tech leaders. On the internal front, in consistent with our purpose, powered by our diversity, we are building a global network of talent around the world. Software is reshaping the future of mobility, and we at Stellantis are uniquely positioned to make it happen, with the scale we can leverage to deploy innovation. To make this a reality, we are creating a software and data academy with the objective to retrain and develop 1,000 plus people in multiple roles like data analysts or scrum masters. We are hiring software talents with a global approach covering Americas, Europe, as well as Asia to make sure we effectively tap into the global talent pool and create a truly global software team. We are targeting a Stellantis team of 4,500 people by 2024, not comprising the partnerships I will detail in a minute. These partnerships will also create the opportunity for teams to develop in a truly open ecosystem, by the way. To show you some of the profiles and the skills we are attracting at Stellantis, I'd like to show you two videos. They are just two examples of talented people who decided to take a leadership role on the ambitious and exciting journey we are building together. Let's hear from them.
Hi, my name is Marco Sänger and I live in Aschaffenburg, Germany. I'm heading the integration of Wien DevOps organization within Stellantis Software X unit. Before joining Stellantis, I've worked for some of the top automotive hardened software suppliers, as well as for one of the most iconic vehicle brands. I'm very passionate about our mission since I've always believed that the car is the most personal and complex tech product on the planet. Bringing this product and services to the next level is one of the coolest jobs I can think of. My family and I have already experienced half a decade in our own fully electric vehicle. Now I'd like to invite you joining me to create this experience and beyond for everybody around the globe.
I joined the software organization of Stellantis 2 months ago, and I live in Seattle, Washington with my family. Prior to joining Stellantis, I worked in the video game industry, partnering with development studios and some of the biggest console, PC, and mobile games in the world. And before that, I spent time in both the entertainment and telecoms industries in the US and in the UK. What attracted me to Stellantis was the opportunity to be part of transforming a 100-year-plus automotive giant into a global software and analytics leader. In addition, the chance to ensure that this software evolution affects real societal change is immensely exciting. We have the chance to improve accessibility and mobility for millions of people, contribute to significant reductions in emissions with electrification, develop amazing new safety features with AI, and increase the life of vehicles and their components. Lastly, the chance to create the next big entertainment and productivity platform, enabling amazing experiences for our customers, is an opportunity that can't be found anywhere else.
We are thrilled to have them on board. As I was saying, the other leg of our capability building strategy is based on focused partnerships with tech leaders. We have established decisive partnership on key technology platform to share non-differentiating content and maximize speed and efficiency. On smart cockpit, final agreement with Foxconn to create mobile drive has been signed end of August. We have now obtained all regulatory approvals and are proceeding to the closing before the end of the year. Foxconn is bringing its mobile internet expertise, speed of execution, and a reinforced access to the ASEAN software talent pool. On autonomous driving, Joachim explained our partnership with BMW and Waymo. We are currently working on our semiconductor strategy, and I will say more about this. As you have seen, we have strong ambition and a clear roadmap to make it real. But enough with strategy and plans. Let me show you what we have in mind. Because it is closer than you think, and more than a pure concept. It's called Airflow. Carlos had the chance to drive and test it with the software engineers. Let's watch it together.
What a smooth ride it is. Fantastic. So tell me, to which extent are you going to bring to the automotive world the experience that these customers are looking for, and specifically the experience that the technology-driven customers are expecting from us?
The Airflow, really what it represents is a third space, and customers are no longer looking for just a product to get them from point A to point B. They're really looking for this kind of connected hub that allows them, their digital lifestyle, to travel with them. And this is all real. This isn't just a concept. This is something we're looking to bring to the market soon.
I see exactly what you mean. How do we enhance the lifecycle management of our products? To which extent are we going to be able to use software to enhance the lifecycle management of our products and keep our business lively and, of course, productive?
Software actually controls almost the entire occupant experience in the vehicle. We're actually over-designing the hardware so that it is capable of adding new features over time.
That should have a very positive impact on the residual values of our products at the end of that specific ownership, and I think that's going to be
definitely
a great value creation device.
So what you see here today was all created virtually and tested for user experience. It helps us to bring this faster to the market and also reduces development cost for us. So it is about continuous development and continuous deployment enabled by our software architecture.
And I understand that lifecycle management is not going to be only about headlamps and bumpers in the future. That is going to add significant value to our business proposition.
So speaking about the continuous integration of features, the new electrical architecture was designed for easy feature enhancements and additions. Expanded computing power has allowed us to consolidate the vehicle functions into a smaller number of high-performance computers. We can add new features over the air even after the vehicle has been delivered. This keeps the vehicle fresh and new. It also makes it more and more capable over time.
And using that power, how are we going to bring the consumer electronics and the gaming experience to the automotive world? How do we bring all of that value to our business at the end of the day?
This is one of the most exciting parts of the job. We're actually working together with multiple partners to put an experience like the Airflow together. And then on the experience standpoint, we hired UX designers with psychology backgrounds. We want to integrate all of this consumer electronics-like content. We hired mobile and web designers. And then for all those amazing visuals that you see on the screen, we actually hired entertainment and gaming designers to help us put that together.
So for example, in an Airflow, you can seamlessly join a video conference through the integrated system of cameras, displays, and an audio system in the comfort and the privacy of your cabin. So it's about putting the right information at the right place.
Right, and I can guess that I'm going to have some meetings in my car in the future.
Correct.
Yeah, and I think to build on that, you know, autonomy is a brand new experience for our customers. And the most important thing that we can do is build trust with them. And to build trust, we need to put them at ease while the system is working.
Right, it's all about trust. Yes. Trust the brand, trust the technology, trust the engineering that we are bringing to the market. It's absolutely exciting to listen to you because we feel that our industry is full of talent, expertise, and I think that many people do not understand to which extent we are consolidating. And of course, right. I trust that this team is going to bring us fast and strong in the tech company direction, which is exactly what our long-term strategic plan is going to be about.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds like the future is already here. Our industry is in the midst of a deep transformation. This transformation is spurring initiative, creativity, innovation, and in the end, it will have made cars a better, healthier place for our customers. We at Stellantis can lead this transformation. And to discuss where we want to lead to and the magnitude of the change we are all addressing, I'll invite our CTO, Ned Curick, to join me on stage. Hello, Ned. Glad to have you here.
Hi, Yves. Great to be here with you today. Thanks for having me.
So you joined Stellantis a few weeks ago after many years at tech companies.
As you mentioned, I just recently joined from Amazon, where I spent a number of years. I really enjoyed my work at Amazon, where my team and I built some amazing tech and products that customers love and enjoy every day.
What gets you excited at Stellantis? What innovation is Stellantis bringing to our customers?
Cars are very sophisticated devices, and the entire sector today is entering an immense and exciting digital transformation. Our teams are creating and innovating on so many different technological fields and technical fields, such as solid-state batteries, tech, new battery charging systems, new electronic propulsion systems. We're also working on new technologies that integrate new materials, electronics, artificial intelligence. And, of course, we're working on autonomous driving and inventing a whole new set of future experiences.
So what do you see for the future in our industry?
In the next 20 years, Yves, we'll have an opportunity to truly redefine the cars and how we experience them. This transformation will be rapid and really big. It's truly exciting place to be for any engineer that want to work on exciting technology.
So as you're creating our overall technology strategy, how critical is software in that strategy?
Great question. Today, customers expect their cars to do more than just be cars, to be integral part of their lives. They expect cars to be always connected, to be smart, even aware of their personal preferences. Before they leave their house, for example, the cars will notify the owners if they have enough charge to get to the destination and where to charge along the way. Cars will communicate with the smart home, and it will close the garage door when the owner forgets to do so. It will prime the house, set the security alarm, reconfigure the house climate system, and so forth. When in the cars, customer will have a predictive navigation system and will continue to consume the same content that they just enjoyed at home. It will be another level of mobility freedom for our customers. Eves, this is all done with software. It's the software that makes these experiences possible. Of course, we need to build the holistic systems with all the right hardware to ensure that we have all the underlying capabilities to enable the software to build the features and services, which will then turn into customer experiences.
So I said we're intensively working on our semiconductor strategy. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Of course. Well, the cars are ultimate mobile device. They're packed with the technologies. Vertical hardware and software integration is very critical to deliver the kind of experience that we just talked about. In the next 4 years, we will be launching close to 50 low-emission vehicles across our 14 brands. So to ensure we deliver on the customer promise, a radical platform simplification and vertical integration is really needed.
How about our partners in this strategy?
So in addition to working with existing suppliers that we have great relationships with, We decided to partner with Foxconn to simplify our diverse semiconductor portfolio in design for families of chips to cover about 80 to 90% of our semiconductor needs. As a result, we will simplify our supply chain. We will be able to interchangeably use semiconductors for different electronic modules, hence create a self-redundant supply chain system.
Thanks a lot, Ned. Thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts. Our software strategy is a huge step ahead on our transformational journey to a tech mobility company. This approach will also transform our business model from a product-centric to a customer lifetime-centric approach. And it will further shift the center of gravity of our business towards recurring mobility business. It is opening up new opportunities that will translate into significant growth at attractive margins. I would like to invite Richard Palmer, our CFO, to share with us the economics of the plan.
Thank you, Yves, and good day to everyone. As my colleagues have outlined today, software is driving an unprecedented transformation in mobility, one that will progressively integrate flexible and customized mobility into our daily lives. For Stellantis, this transformation provides the opportunity to create even stronger bonds between our customers and our iconic brands and vehicles, enabling customers to upgrade and personalize their vehicles throughout their entire ownership experience. First, let's recap where Stellantis is today on its software and connected services journey. At the beginning of this year, we combined two very successful and experienced companies, both of which had iconic and diversified product portfolios. Both companies were in the process of expanding their software and connected services businesses, which included key offerings, and this transformation is now being accelerated. And we have a very solid foundation on which to build. We have 10 years of experience in connected services, approximately 12 million connected vehicles in customers' hands globally, and 400,000 customers currently subscribing to our connected services offerings. In 2021, our revenues from software-enabled services and features stand at around 400 million euros. To quantify the opportunity for a truly global mobility provider like Stellantis, some analysts estimate there will be a total addressable market for software-enabled mobility-related services of more than 200 billion euros by 2030. Now, let's recap the five pillars of software revenue opportunities that Mamta described earlier. Firstly, services and subscriptions. This includes categories such as safety and security, entertainment, navigation with live traffic and travel information, and remote operations. Next, features on demand, which can be turned on and off by the customer to cater for one-time or monthly needs, and which can also be regularly updated through OTA. And the third pillar is data as a service and fleet services, which includes features such as usage-based insurance and data collection for expanded services for fleet management. These three categories will all give rise to subscription-based revenues. The remaining two categories arise from the impacts that these new offerings will have on vehicle and mobility services revenues by improving our competitiveness, our price realization, and customer loyalty. In addition to revenue generation, software-defined vehicles will also facilitate cost reduction. Delivering upgrades and features with over-the-air updates will quickly become the norm for all customers, and this OTA capability allows us to fix customer issues faster and at dramatically less cost than a service visit to a repair facility. By leveraging the additional vehicle data from our software-defined vehicles and more frequent and convenient over-the-air updates, by 2030, we expect to benefit from over 1 billion euros in annual cost savings. We envision significantly growing our software-enabled revenues between 2021 and 2030, particularly in the second half of the decade, once our connected car park has access to more and more product content. We will also see a shift in the contribution of revenues from each of the five pillars. As I mentioned, today Stellantis has approximately 12 million connected vehicles across the globe, and the majority of the software-enabled revenues we generate come from content included at the vehicle sale. From 2024, we will start rolling out the new Stellar Brain electrical and software platform in our four Stellar vehicle architectures, and the number of monetizable connected vehicles will increase to approximately 26 million by 2026. The features and subscription-based services offered on our vehicles will also increase notably, leading to a revenue opportunity estimated at around 4 billion euros. Increases in new vehicle pricing and resale values will still account for more than half of our 2026 software-enabled revenues. However, the other categories will have begun to expand, particularly revenues from data as a service and features on demand. And by 2030, the connected car park is expected to reach approximately 34 million vehicles. With this expanded car park built on the four common global architectures, we believe the software-related services inherent in our mobility offering could be worth incremental annual revenues of approximately 20 billion euros. These new revenue streams will drive strong margins, which will be accretive to our current adjusted operating income margins. And to be clear, these incremental revenues and accretive margins do not include revenue opportunities from Level 4 and Level 4 Plus autonomous driving. In this technology area, we continue to work with our partner Waymo in the development of Level 4 and Level 4 Plus equipped vehicles. As we make progress together, we will update the market. We believe that this opportunity can be a game changer for our LCV business and our customers globally. We are fully committed to becoming a leading sustainable mobility tech company and will execute on this transformation with more than 30 billion euros of planned investments in electrification and software through 2025, as we announced at our EV Day in July. Above all, these software-related services will create a priceless, constant connection between Stellantis and our customers. Thanks for listening. I'll now turn it back to Yves.
Thank you, Richard. Our business and tech teams are fully committed to execute these plans and eager to make it happen. We will be working at full speed to reach our 2030 ambition, a fleet of 34 million connected vehicles generating 20 billion euro of revenue at attractive tech margins. And we will be among the first to deliver those open tech platforms to our customers. We have now come to the end of what has been an intense presentation. Before I hand it back to our CEO, let me thank everyone at Stellantis who have worked hard through different time zones to build our strategy and start implementing it. They are not on the podium right now, but they make a true difference for our customers and for the company. Let me now welcome back our CEO, Carlos Tavares, for closing remarks.
Thank you, Yves. Software is one of the key pillars of our sustainable future as Stellantis. Stellantis enjoys three differentiating factors. Software will efficiently magnify our strong 14 brands. Stellantis is uniquely positioned to scale software. And our proven velocity of execution and our focus on simplification will make a difference in implementation. We are indeed transforming Stellantis into a mobility tech company, delivering tech contents with agile processes. You could sense the deep commitment of our team to deliver on our software strategy. Three technology platforms, an accelerated rollout on our four physical EV vehicle platforms. Continuously upgrading vehicles over the year, offering new releases every quarter, ramping over-the-air updates capabilities to our fleets. Within 3 years, 100% of all new vehicles will be OTA updatable. Capability building. Software team over 4,500 people by 2024, creating a global network of software talent around the world. With existing talents, taking advantage of our diverse global engineering, upskilling more than 1,000 people through our software and data academy, and hiring software talents in all regions from technology and other industries. Decisive partnerships with technology leaders, Foxconn and Waymo, without forgetting our partnership with BMW, continue to drive innovation in an efficient manner, we are, in fact, co-developing with them. Software will positively contribute to our results with 20 billion euros of revenues by 2030 at relative margins in line with tech companies. Powered by our diversity, we lead the way the world moves. We invite all of you to the presentation of the Stellantis long-term strategic plan on March 1st, 2022. Thank you again for your time today. I look forward to your questions.
Thank you, Carlos. Thanks to all of you for your attention. I would like now to invite Carlos, Richard, and Ned to join us for the Q&A session.
Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star two. You will be advised when to ask your question. To allow as many people as possible to ask a question, please could you limit yourself to one question. The first question comes from the line of George Galliers from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. I wanted to ask two questions, if I may. The first one is just sort of strategically how you think about this. I think it's reasonable to argue that software is not a core competency of traditional car companies. However, it might be argued that it is close to a core competency for some of the new entrants into the automotive market that we're seeing. So, the question really is why have you decided to develop the software internally rather than ask a partner who has software as their core competency to do the development work for you? And is there not a risk that some of the new market entrants that do have software that's closer to a core competency, that they're able to advance more quickly than yourselves? The second question is just with respect to the revenues. Richard, I think you mentioned that they will be accretive to margins. Can you give us any indication of what the kind of drop through would be that you would expect on the 20 billion revenues from software related services? Is it reasonable to assume that it would be an extremely high drop through where the development investment has been made, the hardware is fitted, so effectively, as and when consumers sign up for these services, there's no incremental cost to yourselves?
Well, thank you. Thank you for those two very important questions. Let me start with the first one, and then I will hand over to Richard for the second one. On the first one, we believe that software is core. It's a core expertise that we are now full speed developing. So, there is no way we are going to consider that this can be totally subcontracted to somebody else. Reversely, we do not consider that doing everything ourselves is the right way to go, because we can also enjoy great partnerships with people who at this precise moment may be more skilled than we are. So we are on a two-path direction. First one, to recognize that having strong partnerships makes total sense in terms of co-development, and that's what we have been building with some of our strategic partners like Foxconn or Waymo. So strong partnerships bring at a higher speed a significant level of performance to our company. And then there is a mid and long-term recognition that it has to be core to our expertise as the customer experience is moving us in that direction, and we do recognize that, and we do recognize that making our customers happy is the only way to be sustainable, hence the fact that to enhance this customer experience, we need to be in control of some of those softwares. And last but not least, we also see that there is significant business that is attached to this direction, as you have seen through this presentation, which means if there is significant business, then some of those expertise need to be inside of the company. So that's what we are right now doing. We are managing the shift that we see. We are managing the customer experience enhancement that we believe is absolutely necessary. And we are doing it in a two-time window kind of approach, the short term, the midterm, the partnerships, and at the same time, we are investing in our future. And as you have seen, we are investing heavily, and we are blessed. We are really blessed with one thing that eventually we did not explain enough, which is the fact that Stellantis is becoming a very attractive company for people who want to demonstrate their skills in terms of software. And we are receiving a significant number of resumes, people who understand that this company is on the move, and this company is moving in the tech direction without, of course, putting aside the fantastic history and the iconic brands and the emotions that we are able to communicate to our customers. So we want to combine those two things, and of course, we want to accelerate. We are on a rolling start. We are now accelerating, and that's the message that we wanted to send to you today. On the second question, Richard, would you like to take that one?
Yep. Thanks, Carlos. Well, George, I think, to your point, the way we look at the margin structure at this stage is that it's going to be strongly accretive to our current double-digit margins that we are running at and that we have indicated as our sort of medium-term sustainable margin target. So if I look at tech margins of other large tech players today, they're clearly double the sorts of margins that we ran at today, and I think that would be a baseline that we would be targeting for this new business. Clearly, we're looking at a fair way out here in terms of forecasts, so I don't want to get too specific in terms of the margin aspirations, but it's I think we're pretty confident that this business area, with the types of service and products that we can cluster around our mobility offering with the brands we have, will allow us to have a strongly accretive margin on this on the 20 billion of revenues that we are targeting to generate.
The next question comes from the line of Horst Schneider from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking also my questions. The first one that I have that relates actually to this revenue business plan that you presented till 2030. It's just striking that the service revenues per vehicle, that they are rising over proportionally towards 2030. And I just want to understand what is behind that. So if you talk about these five key pillars, can you maybe provide a kind of split, how the revenues split between these pillars and how this split is changing from 2026 to 2030? Is it right to assume that in these 2030 revenues, there are also auto subscription revenues included, and that drives basically the value up significantly? The second question that I have that relates basically to this partnership that you've announced, because I want to understand what is in your view really then a partnership and what that means. So you just buy content from these partners, or is there any profit sharing agreement later on? So what are the details of the partnerships, for example, with BMW? I think that's now the new one as well that you announced. Thank you.
Well, those are two great questions. It's true that we have a very detailed plan on each of those business pillars, the five business pillars that you mentioned. Of course, we are trying not to unveil all the details to our competitors, but it's true that there are different dynamics of profitable growth on each of those pillars. So I would like to hand over to Yves. He's going to give you more details, and then Ned will talk to you about the strategic partnerships that you were alluding to. So, Yves, could you take the first one, please?
Sure. Thank you, Carlos. So, you saw in the figures that Richard shared, that the share of the revenue which is related to MSRP and resale value stays about half by 2026. Of course, as you move forward in time, the subscription part of it is going to be growing faster. And so by 2030, this proportion will look different. We don't want to disclose a detailed figure at this stage, but what I can tell you is the trend is that subscription-based business will grow faster, and the data and related services such as UBI is also one of our fastest growing elements in the business plan and will represent a significant share of the total value. That's what I can disclose today.
Ed?
Then on a strategic partnership, obviously the vehicle is becoming more complicated. Vertical integration is critically important. Hence our desire, need, and what we're going to do right now is vertically integrate electronics with the software so we can deliver the kind of experiences that we plan to deliver next couple of years. So the Foxconn partnership is exactly that, build families of chips to completely simplify our supply chain and provide the vertical integration that's required. You know, those same family of chips will be available for others to purchase as well. So that's that part of the Foxconn relationship. The BMW partnership, you know, the core technology in autonomous driving is expensive to develop, and sharing the cost of a core technology development is a great deal for us and for our partners, BMW. But then we're going to have unique development in terms of experiences, in terms of services that we build, and those are the kind of experiences we're uniquely going to build for our own brands.
The next question comes from the line of Thomas Besson from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's Thomas Besson at Kepler Cheuvreux. I'll have two questions as well, please. The first one is essentially about the reconciliation, about your comments on car affordability that becomes an increasing issue with these additional revenues you expect the same customers to pay. So can you help us understanding that, please? And the second question is more about the perception of what you're saying. How can you make these targets more credible? Clearly, you're making very impressive returns currently. You're talking about increasing them with software earnings that would be accretive, but you're still trading on very low multiple. So at one point, are you going to be able to tell us that you're going to buy your own shares that could be your best investments for your excess free cash flow versus anything else if what you say is true and visibly the market for the time being remains skeptical? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Thomas. Thank you for the two very thoughtful questions. I will hand over the first one to Yves, and then let me take the second one. First of all, you are right. We are in a very highly transformative period. It's absolutely clear. And that's the reason why we are here with you today. And that's the reason why we came to you in July for the Electrification Capital Day, because we want you to understand that we are on the move and we are full speed transforming the company. And of course, we will group all of those pillars in the presentation that we are going to make on March the 1st, 2022 of the long-term strategic plan for Stellantis. So yes, we are on the move. Did the market completely recognize the depth and the breadth of the transformation of Stellantis? Possibly not. Possibly not. That's something that we could speculate on, but possibly not. So what we will show you on the long-term strategic plan is that there is a huge potential with this transformation, but there is also a huge potential in making sure that we bring the best of Stellantis to this transformation and make sure that we are going to leverage not only what one could call the defensive part, but also the offensive part. And I think there is a lot that we can do, and certainly a lot that we can do to convince you that there is much more value creation to be unleashed by Stellantis. The message today is this company is on the move in terms of becoming a tech company through the software initiative. We are hiring and we are getting a lot of very different talent to the company. And I see that those people are finding the right breath, the right breathing space in the company. We are giving them the right capabilities for them to execute this plan. I'm very confident that this plan will be delivered, as always, with this top executive team. And that's where we are. And hopefully, at one point in time, our investors will recognize that, yes, we have much more potential than what the market cap is today showing. And that's the reason why we are having this dialogue with you. Yvonne, the first point.
Thanks a lot for the question. I think that's fundamental to understand why customers are going to be attracted by subscribing to those services. What is fundamentally different with the plan versus what used to happen before is that we're going to be developing continuously new features. So at the time where customers will buy the car, some of the features, we will continue to develop features. So some features that will become available were not available at the time where the customer is going to buy. So this is really an opportunity for them to improve the vehicle with things that were not, I would say, for sale at the time where they bought the car. So we see some market research telling us that this is something attractive for customers. The second thing is we do today already some business in terms of subscription, we want to grow that business. Obviously, we see a general trend in the market that people want to pay for what they use, kind of pay-as-you-go type of approach. And we see this as a very strong driver, including, of course, in the automotive industry. And the third element regarding those subscription business is that we're just going to release new lines of business. If you take the usage-based insurance business that we're announcing for next year in North America and Europe, this is something new to us at that scale. And we are going to make it a very significant and attractive business for our customers. So you see, there are a number of reasons why people would subscribe on top of their initial purchase of the vehicle.
The next question comes from the line of Jose Asumendi from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Jose, JP Morgan. One question, please. And thank you very much for the presentation. Very, very interesting and thoughtful. Just going back to the revenue opportunity, but also the cost implied in generating this revenue. Carlos, can you talk a little bit about how you plan the semiconductor content to range between the small platform and the frame platform, and how you are customizing that semiconductor content across different vehicles to generate the revenue? And maybe just as a quick follow-up, Richard, I didn't see the number disclosed for investment specifically for software, and you give it a number for certification of software at the same time. Is there a number for software, please? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jose. Those are great questions. Let me take the first one and then leave the second one for Richard. On the first one, and then Ned will decide if he wants to complement. What is quite exciting about the semiconductor strategy is that we have discovered a new area for optimization through the semiconductor supply shortage crisis. We started to dig in, and we were able to develop a lot of alternative ideas, alternative ways of going around the problems that we were facing. And by doing that, we discovered a huge area of diversity complexity that we can optimize. And we also know that on a mid-long-term basis, we are able to jump to the next generation of products, which will be at a higher level of performance, with a lower diversity complexity and with a very clear supply strategy. That's where we are preparing. It's not short-term, it's mid-long-term. So, of course, it needs some significant work, but it's an area for optimization that we were blessed to find through the way we have been addressing this supply shortage crisis. And as you have been seeing through the numbers, our teams and our monozukuri teams have done a stellar job to protect the company from those crises. So that's where we are going. And I don't know, Ned, do you want to add something to this?
I think it's really important to simplify our platform. So today, for example, we have hundreds of different types of chips that are just quite complex. Our environment is complex. So we, to Carlos' point, the mid and long term, we're going to just simplify it. And it's going to allow us then to use the software really in a very differentiated way. On one side, and on the flip side of that, our supply chain is going to get much simpler as well. So this type of experience that we have today with the shortages of semiconductors will definitely plan to avoid in the future, while providing value down the software channel.
Thank you, Ned. Richard, you want to take the other one?
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. So we talked about the overall investments for EV plus software in the period 21 to 25 being over 30 billion euros. I think, on an annual basis, we're looking at something like 15 to 20% of that number is related to the development of the software components of this business business plan. So, clearly we continue to believe that we are around 30% more efficient than our competition in the way we apply capital to our business. And we can see that, as we've talked about in the past. So, again, with the platforms we're looking at across a global business and the software offerings we're looking at, we believe we can continue to be very efficient. And we aren't holding back the business for lack of capital. We're clearly fully engaged in growing this area of the business and making sure that it has adequate resource to be successful.
Just before we go to the next question, as a reminder, please press star one if you would like to ask a question. And the next question comes from the line of Gabriel Adler from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. I've also got two, please. The first is on how you plan to price for this additional content, because historically the industry has sometimes struggled to pass through additional content and technology to customers in higher prices, with some customers reticent to pay for additional technology. So does your market research suggest that this is different with software, and you believe that your customers are willing to pay more for vehicles or prior subscriptions where there is more advanced connectivity? That's my first question. And then my second question is on China. I know that we'll get more details on the China strategy next year, but given the particular importance of software in that region, I just wanted to ask whether your software strategy will need to differ for a successful turnaround in China specifically, and what lessons you may have learned from the success of Chinese OEMs when it comes to software. Thank you.
Well, thank you for those two questions. I would like to take the first one and then hand over to Yves for more details. But one thing that I'm sure you recognize is the fact that the Stellantis top leadership team has a very strong track record in terms of enhancing the pricing power of our iconic brands and services. That's something that we can check and we can demonstrate. So yes, we have discipline. We are able to manage our business not only on the cost side, but also on the revenue side. Of course, when we bring additional features, services, and entertainment, it has to attract the customer, which is, of course, the core of this journey. But I think that in terms of revenue management, as much as making sure that we have the capability to extract from the market what can be extracted in a way that is very disciplined, I think we have demonstrated that that capability. And I will hand over to Yves to talk to you more about the attractiveness of the products that we would bring to the market.
Thank you, Carlos. I think, you had this question of the cost pass-through. I would like to put two things forward here. One is the massive complexity reduction effort that we're working on our hardware. This is huge. If you take any of the domains of the three tech platforms we announced today, they're going to replace massive complexity in terms of a system that had accumulated over the years, and also, of course, in the context of the mergers, of the merger between former P and former F, where we have the two complexity coming together. So the potential we have with synergies combined with complexity reduction, massive complexity reduction on the hardware, is going to help us a lot on the cost side. Of course, this also comes together with the scalability of our hardware platform. So we're working to make sure our platforms are scalable, that they can have the right cost for the B segment, Stella Small up to Stella Frame, and be extremely cost competitive as always at Stellantis. On top of that, I would like to add that the economics of software are actually fitting very well with the size of Stellantis, because we can develop the software features we've been talking about and deploy them on the full lineup and total global sales of Stellantis. So we have here a very, very good fit between the economics and the scale of the company.
Regarding China, I can tell you that we are on our way to fix it. Some of the work is already done, and it will be presented to you in March 2022. Some of those things have not been unveiled yet, just because of some regulatory reasons that will be vanishing away from January 1st, 2022. So I can just tell you that we are on our way. We have a good pace of execution, good pace of negotiation, good pace of converging with our partners. And hopefully I will tell you more when we present the full plan. Some of those things are waiting for regulatory approval. And then from there, you will see that we are indeed fixing it. It's clear that it has been a focus for the teams coming from the two former companies that merged, both needed to fix it, and we are right now in good pace and good track to get the job done. So hopefully I will present to you the final conclusion of this work when we present the full plan in March the 1st, 2022. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Patrick Hummel from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Carlos, Richard, and team. Thanks for taking my question. Two questions, please. First, as far as the tech type of margins are concerned, I have to be honest, because the more I hear car companies talking about tech-like margins, and basically everybody's talking about it, the less likely it seems to materialize to me, because I think the big difference between tech companies and car companies is, you know, these tech companies have a very dominant market position, and they have created unique ecosystems and that enable them to charge these margins. Whereas if every car company with the market shares as they are today, plus some new entrants, is trying to create this with the same competitive dynamics, and also bearing in mind that it's a fixed cost-driven business with very low marginal cost to roll out the service, it seems difficult to me to end up in a scenario in which every player acts extremely disciplined and really, you know, stays very focused on monetizing rather than, you know, just selling the car and giving away some features for free. So if you can just help me dispelling these concerns and what you're going to do to avoid such a situation, that would be great. And the second part of the question is simply getting your feedback. If my maths add up well, you're basically saying out of the 30 billion overall spend into the future growth areas, you have 15 to 20% going into software, which to me sounds like it's about a billion euros per year. And assuming a 20% EBIT margin on the business, it sounds like you need basically 5 billion of annual revenues before you will break even with that business. Is that a fair back of the envelope calculation to do?
Well, thank you. Thank you for the two questions. I will take the first one But I will let Richard answer the second one now if he is willing to. If not, I will take the first one now.
Go, yeah.
I'll do that? Yeah. Okay. So let me take the first one. Your point is very fair. Your point is absolutely fair. Is the competition among the OEMs going to damage the relative margin potential of this business? That's a very, very fair question. I would like to share with you some of the things that makes us different from all the other OEMs in this regard. First, we have possibly the best brand portfolio of the automotive industry in the world, which means we are conveying a lot of emotion through our iconic brands. And our iconic brands can be a way to magnify those experiences and then protect the value of those features through the passion of our customers for those brands. So that's one. We have, I believe, the best iconic brand portfolio of the worldwide automotive industry. And that passion, that potential of passion, is going to help magnify the experience and therefore protect the value of those experiences. That's point number one. Point number two, when we talk about margins, we do not forget that we are talking about revenues and costs. So you are highlighting, and rightly so, the pressure on the pricing. I would like to highlight our ability to have a highly competitive cost on three dimensions. First one, we have a significant scale that we can leverage. That's point number one. Point number two, as it was mentioned by Yves, we have seen a huge potential on diversity complexity that Ned has already commented. So diversity complexity reduction is one of our strengths. We have demonstrated that on the more conventional part of our business, and we will demonstrate again on the technology part of our business that we can generate a lot of cost reduction through the simplification of our technology footprint here. That's the second one. The third one is that you know that we are around 30% more efficient in everything we do compared to our peers, anything that relates to R&D and CapEx expense. So when you combine those three things, scale, diversity, complexity, reduction, ability to get the job done, and efficiency and effectiveness, you see that on the cost side of those margins, we may appear as being one of the most efficient companies in the world on that matter. It doesn't answer to your fair point about the pressure on the revenues, but on the revenue side, we have, of course, everything that relates to our brands, everything that relates to, of course, the quality of the talent that we are now hiring, and everything that relates also to our capability to execute and our capability to stay disciplined. You know, a few years ago, we would have the same conversation about residual values. A few years ago, we would have the same conversation about pricing power. And you can see what has happened over the last few years with Stellantis on this matter and the former companies of our company. So that's something that we need to consider. At the end of the day, execution is going to be key, as we all know. Richard, back to you.
Thanks, Carlos. So obviously, the Matthew did is sort of arithmetically correct, but I don't think it's particularly relevant in as much as we're clearly building a transformational business here within the car company to become a software-enabled services and features provider together with the mobility. So we're investing in the platforms for the new electric platform. We talked about the software platforms. Those will be put together with the EV platforms that we talked about in July. And then the features and the connectivity will allow us to grow the business. So at the moment, we're at an investment phase. And then as we grow the business through to the 4 billion of revenues by 26 and the 20 billion by 2030, clearly this business will become more than self-funding and extremely profitable for the overall company. So I think really we need to look at it. Obviously, at the moment, we're in the phase where we're investing and the level of revenue needs to grow. But clearly, that's the same in any business where you're having a transformational moment with the product offering.
Well, thank you, Richard. I know that Yves wants to add something on this one.
Yeah, I think one key element is in the 20 billion revenue that we're communicating, we're talking about the software-enabled services. So take the example of a connected navigation system. What we include in the 20 billion, be it in the so-called MSRP part or in the subscription, is the traffic live information that we're selling to the customer. There is also a revenue which is collected at the time where we sell the car for the system itself, the electronic device and so on, which is not in the 20 billion, which comes on top. And of course, this is something that's also being invested. So just to want to make sure that we clarify that, because the profitability of the business is already there today. On the 400 million euro of revenue that we're making. So there is a little bit of non-full overlap between the R&D capex we're talking about and the revenue we're talking about, because we are very careful with the revenue to take only what's incremental and not, you know, belonging to the physical car itself. So that's an important element to have in mind here.
The next question comes from the line of Simon Chaudorge from L'Usine Nouvelle. Please go ahead.
Hello. You plan on selling more and more connected vehicles. Can you tell us what does it mean for your overall production and your factories? Do you think your car production will increase, or will it remain stable because of car sharing and subscription models?
Well, it's a great question. I believe that what we are doing in terms of software is going to give us the ability to raise our share of the total market. Where is the total market going to go? That's something I don't want to speculate on, based on many things that are not related to mobility that may impact the mobility of the citizens all over the world. But in terms of competitiveness, of our company, certainly enhancing the customer journey is going to give us more capability to grow share in a profitable way. That's clear. It's a matter of appeal. It's a matter of making the customer journey more enjoyable, more exciting. We believe that what we are now doing is going to give a better capability to all of our brands to raise their own share. That's quite clear. While we do this, what the total market will do, grow or decrease, is something that I don't want to speculate on. Of course, it's related to protecting the freedom of mobility of the world citizens. It's about making sure that we can offer them, of course, enjoyable, safe, clean, and affordable freedom of mobility. And this is the reason why Stellantis has such a bright future. This is the reason why there is so much potential in our company. And with this new direction, we are creating more breathing space for new talents to join us and for those new talents to enjoy that breathing space and the capability that we are offering them to unleash their full creative potential. And this is exactly what we are trying to do. It's an exciting journey. I'm very, very excited by the potential of Stellantis. We have seen what has been done over the last year, I should say 11 months. It's amazing how many things have been done. It's amazing the passion of the Stellantis people to create those innovative plans and then to get them executed. So that's where we are today. And of course, I will be blessed and honored to present to you the full plan in March the 1st, 2022.
The next question comes from the line of Philippe Houchois from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yes, very interesting question, presentations. I appreciate that. I want to go back to some of the software, you know, issues. The first one, I think, is on the benefit of scale that you talk about and the synergies that, come with it. I'm just wondering about the opposite effect. The fact that you have 14 brands, you have to, you want to handle the brands with, you know, specialized services, and you're also dealing with regions in Europe and in the US where customer requirements or needs are different. And I'm just wondering if there's an opposite effect to those synergies, of some dis-synergies, a different form of complexity. Or in other words, you know, how scalable some of that technology is across regions. Now you have North America, you have Europe, you may talk to us about China in March. And so that would be interesting to me. And the second point is a bit technical as well, but I'm, you know, data is obviously, you know, hugely important for the industry and for you, and you're among the largest car makers in the world. Now, right now you depend on providers of cloud services for your data protection. And we have, you know, some of them are competitors potentially. It's a very highly concentrated and therefore politically risky situation. Do you think you need to create your own cloud capabilities? Thank you. Well,
those are two great questions. The first one about, is there any downside from having 14 brands when we deploy our capability in terms of software? The second one is, how do we deal with the cloud services moving forward? On those two questions, I feel that Yves is really excited about giving you the answers. Yves, please.
Thank you, Carlos. No, on the first one, I just would like to give an example. You showed the Jeep platooning feature in the presentation where we enable communication between the different cars on a trail. This is obviously resonating very, very well with our Jeep customers and their passion to go off track. We're going to use the exact same software modules to create the same service with a different flavor for our friends and family brands, say Chrysler or Citroën in Europe, where you will have communication capabilities with two or three cars going on the motorway on the weekends, and they can now talk between each other. They can point their GPS navigation towards the car of their friends and stop together. They can maybe listen to the same music streaming at the same time, so they feel together. So the beauty of software is we can take a microservice type of approach as we develop those features, and then we give them the right flavor to resonate with the DNA of the brand, as we've explained today. So we, in this approach, we're avoiding the synergies that you were talking about in relation with brands, by getting to the next level of modularization in the technology. That's to the brands. To the regions, we're acting with global platforms, taking, of course, into account the specificities of the regions. But here again, our plan is to reduce complexity to the maximum and be extremely modular in our code base. This is fundamental, and we've, I think, dig very deep into that to try and get it right. On the cloud thing, you know, I think, yes, the market is very concentrated, but cloud operators have gained the level of efficiency that we would probably not be able to replicate in the short term. So in the short term, we will definitely go the market route. That we also see a number of emerging cloud providers on the planet. So I would say no short-term plan to create our own cloud solution, but maybe Ned, as part of the, as in your CTO role, you want to comment to that as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Yves. First, on the software piece, well, if you look at 14 brands, historically, a lot of these brands have developed complete vertically integrated software stack, or they had a partners developing that, so it's quite expensive. In a new world, we can actually build 80% of the software that just use across all 14 brands. The 20% difference in the stack is the sort of a customization on the services side and experience side that customers will enjoy brand to brand. But as Yves talked about, this 80% is going to glue all the brands together. It's going to be, you know, fantastic scale and a synergy opportunity for us. So I see it quite a bit opposite to the common. On the data side, it's very hard to compete to the cloud providers and the scale that they provide. So if you look at the cloud storage costs that we pay today, they've been sort of coming down in cost. So we do anticipate that the cost on the storage on the cloud side is going to continue to climb down. And eventually, we're going to look at this space very closely. But at the moment, it makes no sense to build our own cloud capabilities where the capital investment would be quite enormous to compete to somebody like existing providers. But obviously, we'll look at that space very closely in the future.
So I want to thank you all for your participation and for sharing this very important day with us. Our event ends here. Our tech journey continues, and we will be very happy to see you all at Stellantis booth at CES in Las Vegas. Thank you again. Goodbye, and keep well.